Is it a broken relationship? Is it an offense? A betrayal? A loss of a loved one? Is it fear and doubt? Envy and jealousy? Rejection? Do you feel like a failure? Maybe it's lazy, complacent, rebellious, pride. Do you critique? Do you look and say, I could have done that better? I could have done that different? That's pride. Are you broke financially? Are you complaining and whining? Those would all be something you might want to write down that would cause you to fall into a trial or be part of the trial. And young people, that's you too. Is there somebody that you don't like at school? Somebody that treats you bad, makes you feel bad, bullies you? Maybe you're being disobedient to your parents. Maybe you had a fight in the car on the way here. Maybe you think your parents are not fair. That means you have anger towards them. So that would be something you would write down, right? So I journal, and I've been through some stuff in the last few weeks. And my journaling came into a poem form. And I'm going to read it slow. And a lot of things are going to be revealed, probably about what you wrote down. And then there's going to be an altar call. And so that's the good thing that's going to happen, if you choose. It's all about choice. Okay? And so this is literally from my journal, so I'm sharing my stuff. Because God told me I had to. We're asking for clarity. We're asking in 2020 for 2020 vision. Well, you got to get some of the stuff out of the way in order to have clear vision. So I'm the leader of the pack. Yay! Okay, so here it comes. It's called The Deep Place. The battle of my thoughts persist day and night. I'm trying to reach in my spirit, looking for insight. This trial I'm going through weakens me at every level. And I know this is a breeding ground for the devil. So I listen to sermons and music even while asleep. Hard to read. It's hard to pray, even worship. But then from my inner man, I cry out, Jesus! As deep calls unto deep. Days go by, and these symptoms keep glaring at me. In my spirit, I hear a whisper. Teresa, what do you see? I quote some scriptures declaring God's word, for his truth is above all facts. To the believer, Jesus' life, death, resurrection has brought healing because of his acts. No change. Same symptoms. The battle I'm fighting in my thoughts, and another day goes by. I watch my words, declaring life with my lips, but inside my heart is a disappointing sigh. Still not able to hear God's voice, how do I handle it? My spirit cries out, stand firm. My flesh cries out, God's not here. So just quit. Alone and weeping, I ask God, is there a sin I have embraced that would cause healing to be blocked? I'm desperate, focused, and still. Then revelation comes swift and clear, just waiting for me to unlock. I begin weeping over my sin that has been exposed by Holy Spirit, and I repent. I feel such sorrow for grieving God, for that was never my intent. With this exchange, tears of sorrow that sin brings just flood down my face. Yet at the same time, I feel love and peace that comes with God's grace. I suddenly feel a release in my spirit, but some of my physical symptoms lingered on. I went back to the emergency room. They x-rayed me. The report was, that blockage is simply gone. Here is the place of choice again. My symptoms are still present. Do I walk out God's truth back by fact? Harder than you think. Repented for entertaining doubt and fear and sent them away. Started thanking God for healing on my behalf. Today as I write this, I'm eating and feeling well, giving God all the glory for his miracle. On the other side of this recent trial illness, as I look back, God wanted me to share with you what had the most impact. It was the revelation shown to me that the sin of pride was blocking me from being set free. Hear me, brothers and sisters, not every illness, betrayal, or trial is caused by sin. But we must yield our whole heart and mind to allow the light of God to expose the dark areas within. Would I have slowed down long enough without the delays described above? Would I have made time and positioned my heart to hear God's voice, to receive his rebuke wrapped in love? I know God didn't make me sick. He declares abundant life for his people that walk obedient to his word. But time must be given to this covenant with God so what he is saying is acted upon when heard. I'm thankful, Father, that you are working in this season for my spiritual well-being. All glory to you, God. Exposure and repentance from sin is so freeing. So what has kept you from being in alignment to receiving your healing or your blessing? Was it any of those things that I mentioned? Come to the altar and repent before God, or to Pastor and myself, and we will agree with you and thank God with you for the blessing you will receive because of your repentance and your obedience. Something good's going to happen.